This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And as we arrive on Tuesday's highly anticipated midterm elections, is the U.S. safe from possible Russian hacking? The Journal looks into the U.S.'s cyber safety this time around. But first, these tech headlines. Amazon is offering free shipping with no minimum purchase on orders delivered through the holidays, countering shipping deals from rivals like Target and Walmart. Amazon also said it is offering free same-day shipping on more than 3 million items to Amazon Prime shoppers as it looks to boost membership. The National Retail Federation in October said it expects holiday retail sales this year to rise from 2017 and land at $720.89 billion. That, of course, excludes automobiles, gasoline, and restaurants. Verizon is restructuring the carrier's business lines, including its massive wireless business, in one of the first major organizational changes under new leadership. As its new CEO, Hans Vestberg, restructures divisions based on the types of customers served, we're now seeing a company-wide push to cut costs to make building a faster 5G network the center of strategy. And while U.S. carriers haven't yet articulated how they will charge customers for 5G service in the coming years, some analysts say the faster service could be an opportunity to generate new revenue, and that consumers should not be surprised to see more higher usage plans introduced as 5G comes along, offering higher price points for customers who want the best service. And a game-changing mandate is about to take place in China. In particular, Tencent will limit user playing time and also says that it will verify the identities of all its video game players to sharply restrict online playtime for youths in China. A verification system will check players' identities and ages against policy databases and will be in place for 10 mobile games by the end of this year. Tencent plans to expand the system to all titles by 2019 and further pledged to apply such cutting-edge tech in the future to protect young people. Coming up amid another election day, how safe is the U.S. against a Russian cyber attack? According to the Journal, since 2016, officials have hired tech experts, established training for poll workers, and in some cases, purchased new voting equipment. So, is the U.S. ready for possible Russian meddling on election day? Let's get more. Joining us from the Journal's D.C. Bureau is Wall Street Journal reporter Dustin Volz. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
The aftermath of the 2016 election, if there's one thing that is clear, is that cybersecurity is of paramount in all future elections. The stakes are high, and this time the states are prepared. How so?
The stakes are incredibly high for the states because they really feel like after what happened with 2016, with Russia scanning, you know, election systems in at least 21 states and engaging in a multi-pronged disinformation campaign, that this is really their first big test since 2016. And so across the country, states have enrolled in federal help from the Department of Homeland Security, you know, including, you know, free vulnerability scans of their systems. They've hired, in some cases, new IT personnel, and they've really been on alert to try to protect their voter registration systems, to protect the voting machine from any sort of nefarious behavior on election day. Across the board, they feel fairly confident that they're going to be able to handle anything that comes at them because the voting machines themselves are not connected to the internet, and they think that they've made sure that their ancillary systems that are part of election infrastructure, again, things like voter registration databases, are more secure than they've ever been. So the states feel like they're ready. DHS and other federal agencies feel like they're ready. But at the same time, it's sort of anyone's guess as to what exactly could happen Tuesday from Russia or others. There's certainly the concern about, you know, what they might try to achieve. And 2016 caught a lot of people off guard in hindsight. And it's possible that 2018 could experience other sorts of attacks, other sorts of efforts to get into our voting systems that would put people on edge.
And is there any evidence that any sort of election infrastructure, any registration systems, voting machines, anything, that they've been targeted by Russia leading into the midterms?
Certainly we have no evidence that Russia's engaging in the behavior to the scale and scope of what they engaged in 2016, which, remember, was, you know, the hacking and dissemination of Democratic emails, direct probing of voter registration databases, in one case in Illinois, actually breaching that voter registration database. And again, that comprehensive effort on social media to sow discord and support President Trump's candidacy and denigrate Hillary Clinton. We're not seeing that type of behavior to that scale. What we are seeing, according to intelligence officials and others, is continued efforts on social media to push divisive content, to try to exploit existing fissures in U.S. society. A lot of that has been linked back to Russia. We've also seen efforts, campaigns linked back to Iran. This is something that continues to occur on social media. And if you talk to these officials, both in the states and in the federal government, they're less concerned about infrastructure actually being targeted and, you know, votes being manipulated. They continue to say that there's no evidence that that's occurred in the past, and that's highly, highly unlikely to happen this go around. Really, what they're worried about is the information issues on social media and voters sort of losing faith in the process itself because of things that people are going to say on Facebook and Twitter and elsewhere, trying to undermine that entire process and the confidence in it. I think that's really sort of what's at the forefront of people's concern.
We talk about how much safeguarding is being done, especially on social media, but you know, we need to think about how we can be proactive, and you know, that's always important, especially on social media. So what about cyber weaponry? What's being done to make sure everything keeps on the offense?
Right. I think understanding that this is going to be out there, that there's going to be efforts from Russia and from domestic actors from anywhere to try to confuse you, to try to undermine your trust in the process. And I think the best inoculation to that, and officials will say this time and time again, is to vote and vote with confidence. And I think especially important is for Americans to understand that, you know, it's okay to go to bed on election night and not necessarily know all the results. We're sort of wedded to this ritual that, you know, Tuesday night comes around 9, 10, 11 o'clock, and we know immediately who's going to have control of Congress or who's going to take a certain governorship.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of times where things aren't totally certain. Efforts to inject disinformation, to inject uncertainty into the process could delay that further. Ultimately, it's going to probably be figured out within a day or two or three. But it's important for voters to just take a deep breath and say, you know, it's okay if I don't know immediately who the winner is. And if someone hacks a website, a state website, and it says, you know, Joe won, and then it turns out that that's not the case, to understand that that's an effort to try to undermine your confidence in your own democracy. So I think that's one of the best defenses that we can have going into Election Day.
Very good. Dustin Volz, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.